blocked. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The Senate fails to pass a measure to codify abortion protections.
The outcome was expected, a procedural vote falling short of a 60-vote threshold to advance legislation protecting abortion access nationwide.
Protecting the right to choose at this critical moment is one of the most consequential votes we could possibly take.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the vote is not hypothetical, given a leaked Supreme Court draft opinion overturning Roe v. Wade. All 50 Senate Republicans voted no, along with West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin.
Make no mistake, it is not Roe v. Wade codification. It's an expansion.
Other opponents also warned the bill would have allowed abortion access without limits. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
In a statement, President Biden called on voters to elect more pro-choice senators this November and, as he put it, return a pro-choice majority to the House so Congress can take up the measure again in January and he can sign it into law. Inflation shows no real signs of coming down.
Inflation moderated only slightly in the year ending in April and not as much as forecast. The consumer price index rose 0.3% in 1 month, up 8.3% for the year ending in April. Excluding food and energy, the core consumer price index rose 0.6% from March to April, up 6.2% in the year ending in April.
Fox's Ginny Cosola. Wall Street stocks fell again, led by more drops in technology companies. And the inflation report, the Dow lost 326, the Nasdaq minus 373, the S&P off 65 points. Ukraine's foreign ministry is accusing Russia of stealing the country's grain and trying to sell some of it at global markets, and is warning countries that purchase Russian grain that some of its shipments could contain the grain stolen from Ukraine, making buyers accomplices to looting. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A federal judge has dismissed the first lawsuit filed against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis over a new law that takes Disney's self-governing power away.
After Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill dissolving Disney's Reedy Creek District, ending its special tax status, residents in two counties sued. But the federal judge dismissed their case, saying it belongs in state court and that the plaintiffs couldn't prove any injury or harm had come to them at this point. The law takes effect next year.
And, you know, I'm just not comfortable having that type of agenda get special treatment in my state. I just can't do it.
DeSantis spoke at the bill signing. Lawmakers approved it after Disney's CEO said they would work to repeal a state law that says teachers cannot talk about sexual orientation or gender with students in kindergarten through third grade. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
COVID cases are back up, especially in the Northeast, where school districts in Maine, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania brought back mask mandates. A COVID outbreak causing two MLB teams to scrap play today.
Major League Baseball postponing Wednesday's game between the Cleveland Guardians and Chicago White Sox after multiple Guardians coaches and members of their traveling party, including manager Terry Francona, tested positive for the coronavirus. MLB opting to postpone to allow time for testing and contact tracing. This is the first game this season impacted by a COVID outbreak for an MLB ball club, with 9 games postponed across the majors last year because of positive cases. With Francona having tested positive, the Guardians will have bench coach DeMarlo Hale take over as manager in the interim, much as he's done the past few years as Francona has dealt with other medical issues. Matt Napolitano. Giordano, Fox News.
Actor and director Henry Winkler may be busy, but not too busy to write a memoir. Winkler, who rose to fame in the 70s as the Fonz on Happy Days and has worked steadily ever since, says he's both excited and nervous to contemplate writing a memoir because, he said, it's hard to remember what happened the day before yesterday, but he says, here I go. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.